This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I do appreciate so much the time that you do spend with me, and you do spend communicating with me. Yeah, I guess that's a good word. Communicating with me. Because I don't know what's going on out there unless you tell me. So I do appreciate the stuff that you send me on a regular basis. Like it's not a regular basis? Yes, regular basis. So let's hit some of these stories you guys have thrown me tonight. Some of them I just love. And I think we talked a little bit already about how fast Hillary took the disgraced DNC leader, took her into her fold, immediately hired her, brought her in, right? And like I said, she must have had all the qualifications needed. She's, you know, willing to lie, cheat, steal, and do whatever it takes to win for Hillary. And she said that in one of her statements. She said she is willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that Hillary becomes president. And when they say it, when a Dem at that level says it, oh, they mean it. So how many of you want to bet that even with, I can never pronounce this guy's name, so be nice to me. This is this, Julian Assange. He says that his next leak will ensure Hillary's arrest. Now, I don't buy that, because nothing yet has. I mean, yeah, you would love that, right?
Send them money.
Can we donate to him?
I think we should.
I think we should anyway. So WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has said that the WikiLeaks has obtained information that, when released soon, will guarantee a Hillary Clinton indictment. Yeah, we've heard that before. See, I got all excited over nothing. No, seriously, I mean, think about it. How many times have we been told, oh, yeah, and you know I had the inside word, and now he won't call me back. I think he might be a little embarrassed. Well, he could be in hiding, too. Yeah, because the NSA is monitoring the show, and they know who I'm talking to. So WikiLeaks has already published 30,000. Now, this is the guy today, I used to have a lot of respect for him until today on Facebook. And he tried to tell me this was all conspiracy, but I don't know what the conspiracy is, because I don't think Julian is a hardcore right-wing, Bible-thumping conservative Republican. I'm almost sure he's not. He just doesn't take sides. So he's published 30,000 emails from Clinton's private email server. You know, the one that was never broken into, that one. Spanning from June 30, 2010 to August 12, 2014. Now, Assange didn't specify what exactly was in the emails. He did tell ITV that WikiLeaks had accumulated a lot of material about Hillary Clinton, which would proceed to an indictment, he was sure. Now, Assange hinted that the email slated for publication contained additional information about the Clinton Foundation. He also reminded ITV's Robert Peston that previously, if they ever find this guy or get their hands on him, he's done. He doesn't know how done he is. Unless he's already sent them an email showing them the emails that he has of them maybe admitting to, you know, wiping out some of these people. That would be...
I think he just doesn't like liars. I don't think he cares what side they're on.
Yeah, well, no, I agree with you there. I don't think he does like liars. So anyway, Robert Press's previously released emails contained one damning piece of communication from Clinton instructing a staffer to remove the classification settings from an official State Department communication, sent it through non-secure channel. Now, see, she's admitted to saying this, and yet she still couldn't get, this is what I'm talking about. Why do you think the little people are so frustrated? Because here she is admitting to doing, telling her staff to do something wrong, knowing what she was doing, and still didn't get picked up for it. He then pointed out that the Obama administration had previously prosecuted numerous whistleblowers for violating the government's procedures for handling classified documents. So let me see. So people got arrested and sent to jail for sending a classified document to a news organization, you know, because they were whistleblowing, who are supposed to be protected. Yeah, they, obviously they weren't Dems. Do you think it would have, they would have gone through the same thing if those documents were sent against a Republican? Probably not. Anyway, we'll move on. Now, in regard to the ongoing FBI investigation, he said, however, Assange expressed a lack of confidence in the Obama administration's Justice Department to indict the former Secretary of State. Now, Attorney General Loretta Lynch is not going to indict Hillary Clinton. It's not possible. That could see, this is why when Trump wins, he should appoint Trey Gowdy as the Attorney General, and then he should appoint Chris Christie as the special prosecutor for the Hillary Clinton case. Actually, he should call it the Clinton, I don't know, the Clinton files. And I would have Christie investigating nobody but Clinton for that whole time. It just would be what I would do. You're smiling. You'd be happy. You'd sign up for that, wouldn't you? I'd sign up as an investigator. Wouldn't bother me at all. WikiLeaks has long been a thorn in the side of the former Secretary of State, who called on President Obama to prosecute the whistleblowing site after its 2010 leak of the State Department's cables. Now, he remains confined to an Ecuadorian embassy in downtown London, as Ecuador has promised to not hand over the WikiLeaks founder to the U.S. authorities. Good for them. Did I ever tell you how much I like the Ecuadorians? They're wonderful people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. You head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can be part of the conversation. You can get involved in the live chat room, smarter people than I in the chat room. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. So much going on up there. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us being involved and engaged in the process. So, we're watching Bernie speak. I don't know why, though. He looks the same. I mean, and he really... My wife says those are dentures. That's why he talks like he talks. He looks like he wants to eat the microphone. He's leaning way into the microphone. Maybe it's because he's tired. He's tired of standing up. I don't know. Anyway, I am Joe Mussini. I'm just going to stop picking on him. I am Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, you guys are sending me, I do appreciate the stories that you send to me. I do appreciate the time that you spend going through the stories. Some of you old-timers know that when you send me a story, because I get so many emails. If you send TRS in the top line, you know, in the header, then I know it's a story you're trying to send me, and I'll read it. You got to give me some bullet points. Otherwise, I'm not going to read the whole story between shows. Hillary, they're running away from Hillary here. I don't blame them, but I'm just saying they are. The union, one of the unions, you know, and you would think as a Democrat president, all the unions would be for her. There wouldn't be a problem. But I think she bit herself bad when she nailed the coal companies, when she basically said you're going to be out of business. I think it was done for her at that point, with them anyhow. They want to keep their jobs. They like what they're doing. When you threaten them, and it's a threat, when you threaten them with green energy, you're going to be brain dead, especially in an election year. And then she tried to backtrack it, but you can't back. Once you basically say you're going to be out of business, they're going to bankrupt you, you're done. So a firefighters union abandons its plan to endorse Clinton for president. That just came out the other day. Through the Washington, I think it's through Reuters, whatever. Reuters, yeah, them too. The International Association of Firefighters, a politically powerful labor union, has abandoned its initial plans to endorse the Democrat Hillary Clinton for U.S. president. This is according to the New York Times. Now, citing union sources, the Times said that Clinton campaign was told on Monday by the IAFF president, Harold Schaberger, that there was not enough support on the union. Now, listen carefully. There was not enough support on the union's board or its rank and file members for an endorsement of the Democrat frontrunner. I told you guys they're turning. And they don't even care anymore. Look, you took Bernie away from them. It was the only other choice that they had or thought they had. You took Bernie away from them. You don't think they're going to vote for Gary Johnson, right? You're out of your mind if you do. He's not an option. He is not an option for the Dems turning away from Clinton. So they're either not going to vote at all, which is fine by me, because if they don't vote, it's a vote for Trump. No, not for Johnson, but for Trump. But I'm believing a lot of them as a protest vote, they're going to vote for Trump. That's what I believe anyway. So support from the labor unions is very important for Democrats and Democrat candidates, because that support trickles down to the rank and file. But what does this tell you? The firefighters union, come on, it's a pretty big union. Let me see, what did they say? I think they say in one article I read, said they had 3,000 members or 33,000 members or something like that. I'll look it up. But you look at what they have to say, and if they're not going to back El Presidente candidate, what other unions are not going to back her? You really think she's not going to do anything to them even if she does win? There's no way. There's too many members. She needs the money. Now, it's back in September, members of the union board expressed an interest in the possibility that Vice President Joe Biden may join the race to pick the Democratic nominee. Union officials cited Biden's decades-long record of leadership on labor and other issues. That's what got them all excited. Now, boy, was I off on this one. The Firefighters Union claims 300,000 members. Maybe that's why she needs the 200,000 members from Virginia, the felons, to vote. How does that make the firefighters feel? She's replacing, you can be replaced with felons. Oh, God. Many members. Okay, some other prominent unions, they're also affiliated with other prominent unions that have over a million members each. They have a history of exerting their heavy political influence, especially in the presidential races. And you may see more of this happening. Look, she's got an 80% untrustworthy rate. Are we serious here? Even from her own tribe. They don't like her. They don't trust her. I'm looking at some of the stuff online today, what the Dems are saying about her. So, and then I love this other thing where Russia is, the FBI is going to investigate if Russia is releasing these emails to help Trump, because it's illegal for a foreign country to get involved in our presidential race, in our elections. So if that's the case, would that also be true? You know, I mean, President Obama took a lot of contributions that came from overseas. Now, the thing behind it, if you remember his argument in the first race, was he took them on the internet, so there was no real way for him to know who was sending him the money. Because they didn't fill in all the forms, you know. And you know how he is with websites, so we know that the website couldn't have possibly told us where the IP address, where the money came from, what area it came out of, what country it came out of. I mean, he couldn't have told us any of that, right? Yeah, whatever. So now they're saying, you know, foul with the Russians, and they want an investigation. Talk about wasting taxpayer dollars. And so, you know, Putin's going to decide whether to release them or not, or allow them to be released. And I think it's hilarious. Because whether they're released or not, if they're true, what difference does it make? Right? I mean, seriously, she was writing these emails to a friend of hers or to her daughter or to whoever. And they've got damning evidence in them. What difference does it make? It's already gone. It's done. It's yesterday's news, right? Now, reliable intelligence sources in the West have indicated that warnings have been received that the Russian government could, in the near future, release text of her emails. We're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. This is just way too much fun. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Idiot. Hey, man, you go. No way, Daddy-o. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, I just enjoy the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I don't know. I think the DNC is over for the night. Yeah, I think it is. And I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of commentary on it. I'm just not interested in it right now. Really, I mean, look at the lineup. Stuart Smalley. Al Franken. Remember, I wish I could get one of those. Was that the one he would talk about how you like me? No? You were not that young.
I mean
you're not that young that you never Saturday Night Live's been on for 50 years.
Okay.
Anyway. And I can't win that one. No matter how I approach that one, I can't win that one. But anyhow, no, he was Stuart Smalley. Yeah, you do a YouTube search on Stuart Smalley, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll do that. You're okay. Make sure it's a clean one. Anyhow, so the again, Russia is reportedly set to release Clinton's intercepted emails. Now, I don't know why this is a problem. See, this is what I love about the left. You know, they've always got something to hide. Because why shouldn't we release the emails if there's nothing to hide? If there's nothing in there that's damning, then there's nothing in there that's damning. Right? She's talking about how she's making arrangements for her daughter's wedding. Or her grandchildren's arrangements or what have you. So what? Who cares? Not a big deal, right? That's right. Somebody in the chat room already got it. You know what he kept saying, and so it's coming from the Russians. Well, either you did the Russians a favor, you think you could put some pressure on them to stop, right? I mean, you basically gave them a whole bunch of uranium. For all intents and purposes, excuse me, you gave them uranium mines. Was it uranium or whatever? Anyway, so you pretty much gave them these mines. And when at a time when you needed State Department approval for a sale like that to be made. Now, the apparent message from Moscow through the intelligence community seemed to indicate frustration with the pace of the official U.S. Department of Justice investigation. Boy, they want her gone. They really were upset with the server scandal because they'd been in it. The FBI said we can't prove a breach. The Russians are going, hey, yo, we've been in it. We know what it's like. We'll tell you what's in there. What do you want to know? So it just shows you, you know, and the FBI, and I've got links. I haven't talked to you guys about this yet, but I have links where the FBI were sworn to secrecy. They had. I was going to check with my source to find out how real this is or how true it is. But I saw a couple of stories pop up where they were asked to sign non-disclosure agreements. I mean, that's what they do for a living, right? They're not supposed to talk about the case today, unless somebody's found guilty. And, you know, the whole left side is screaming how every Secretary of State have used their own personal email accounts or servers or what have you. Although not one of them had the server in their bathroom at their residential home without any kind of security on it. Nah, I don't think that happened at all. They were better off, as he said earlier, having had a Gmail or Hotmail or Yahoo Mail, one of those places. They spend hundreds and hundreds of hundreds of thousands of dollars every year in security. Now, the Russian possession of the intercepts, however, was designed also to show that apart from violating U.S. law and the fundamental handling of classified documents, right, she did it, period. You know, David Petraeus, the former CIA director, he had a couple of them, a few of them. Her traffic included highly classified materials, which had their classification headers stripped off. So, and you see their team do that. You see the emails that say, I need you to take these off before you send them. Now, she didn't know they were classified. If nothing was marked classified, then why would you have to take... I'm just asking. I'm not too swift, you know? Why would you have to take off the markings if they weren't classified? How would you know to take off the markings? You know, just asking. Anyway, again, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the other thing, too, somebody was saying, which is so true, which is, you know, think of the people that they had up there tonight. Okay? Think of the people, yeah, that's good. Think of the people that the DNC had up speaking. A comedian? Let's see if I can get this thing to work. I don't know if I can get this thing to work, but I will try.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Unreal. And that sounds like him today, doesn't it? Always sounds like he's got he's trying to sell something, that guy. Al Franken. So even with the Russians dealing with these, or having these emails, first of all, obviously they got in there. I just didn't know if you knew that. So they got in there. And they got into the DNC, and then they got into her server. But she says nobody got into her server, and the FBI says they can't prove whether somebody got in there or not. Well, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Because here you got the Russians waving them around, saying, you don't have to prove anything. We got it. We're telling you we have it. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. This is the stuff that drives me completely out of my mind at times. Because it really shouldn't be that hard. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Al Franken. Perfect example of somebody who flat out stole a vote. They know it. He knows it. How does one sleep with himself at night like that? How do you put up with yourself when you know this is how you won? You don't even know if the people like you or not. You had to steal the vote to get in there. Anyway, one of the WikiLeaks, God, I keep wanting to say WikiLeaks emails. Says that, hey, sorry to bother. Does this script look good? So this is apparently, this is the one that we were talking about earlier with Kimberly Morin, where the writer from a newspaper or a news organization is actually sending the article they're going to write to the Hillary campaign to see if it's okay to print it. Think about that. And it goes to the video, I'm sorry, it went to, not to the campaign, it went to the video vetting group at the DNC. The title of the video is Trump isn't trying to bring people together. And so here they are, again, like I say, the news group is vetting this, scripting it, and then vetting it with the Wiki, with the DNC. Is that really how it's supposed to work? It's just amazing. But that's okay, because it's them. It's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't hurt anybody. Yeah, I'm trying to run through these stories that you guys sent, which I love. Now, Twitter uses, another story was sent to me, Twitter uses erupt, the, what is it, hashtag, you know, when I was a kid, they called that a pound sign. Right? Now they call it a hashtag. I wonder if you're talking to somebody on the phone and, you know, why don't they say press hashtag for English? No, you press one for English. You enter everything with a hashtag, you know, you end everything with a hashtag. Anyway, hashtag DNC leaks disappears from trending news. Somehow, it stopped trending. Nobody was talking about it anymore. That's what it was, right? Conservative Twitter users. Yeah, see, it doesn't matter. We'll talk about this at the side of the break. Unless you guys start taking these things over, unless you get involved, unless you push and scream, you're going to keep losing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a minute.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the thing. Yeah, go ahead, sit down. Stop the dancing. Yeah, we'll give you more music later. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think I have to finish this story up first before I jump to something else, I promise. But just to, you know, again, to show you that it's just totally loaded on the left, okay? To show you that the left news sources really got, and even the social media sources. You know, Twitter users, again, they just went on their minds on Friday after social media platform torpedoed the hashtag DNC leaks from its trending news feed. Right? WikiLeaks released, I guess, a little over 20,000 emails that were sent out, that were sent through or to each other on the Democratic National Committee. The email sent and received by the DNC members had enough momentum to propel the story to Twitter's top trending news feeds. Now, the DNC leaks entry vanished in one evening. And it returned about 20 minutes later after the users cried foul. But here's the deal. They always do this. Oh, we didn't mean to pull that one down. We were going to pull down something like it. Yeah, okay. The story had about 250,000 tweets and retweets by the time it was pulled down. The Washington Examiner then aggregated a stream of angry feedback. Now, they went on to say, don't normally tweet political things, but why would Twitter pull the DNC leaks from trending at number one? Sounds like censorship to me, said one user. Right? Twitter's still trying to censor this trend. Now DNC leak is trending instead of the original DNC leaks. You know, keep talking, guys. Expose the corruption, said one person. Twitter and Google actions tonight by trying to stop WikiLeaks, DNC leaks, and DNC leak is a prime reason why we need money out of politics, said a third person. Now, one of the revelations of WikiLeaks and the latest batch of emails show that the DNC actively worked against Senator Bernie Sanders. They didn't just kind of let him die on his own, let him make his mistakes and not help him. They worked against him. Now, it might have made no difference because, you know, Kentucky and West Virginia, he might have got some more love there. They also said, they also came back and said, look, in Kentucky and West Virginia, if we can get somebody to ask him about his beliefs, like does he believe in a God, and then he had skated on it saying that he was of Jewish heritage, he really didn't answer the question. And that came from the DNC chief financial officer, Brad Marshall, who later apologized for it. But the beauty was, is as he was waiting, as we were waiting, as people, you know, were waiting for more information on what was going on, and the DNC chair, you know, she resigned, they were all screaming that this was a conspiracy, this wasn't right. Now we find out it's all true. The scariest thing, the thing that's more scary than these emails being out there and popping back around with each other, is the fact that the Dems don't believe it. The people on the bottom rung don't believe this stuff. It doesn't mean anything to them. It doesn't bother them. Does that bother anybody? I'm just curious. Does it bother anybody that you can see these lies right in your face? You can see what's going on right in your face. Right? And they don't care. It doesn't move them. It doesn't bother them. Those are the things I just don't understand. If you truly, honestly want to clean up Washington, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you truly want to make a difference, why wouldn't you hold your feet to the fire? Why wouldn't you look at this stuff and go, wait a minute, why would you lie about it? Now, I know some people think that lying is okay. It's just a way of life. It's a way it is. Too bad, deal with it kind of thing. But why would you deal with it? Why? You don't like when people lie to you. I hope not, anyway. Let's see. What else have we got up here that you guys have sent me that is exciting? Let me see. Anything exciting here now? Oh, this was a good one. I think this was a good one. Oh, yeah, this was a good one. It goes right along with what we were talking about tonight. So what is this? This is those anonymous news people. They seem to be able to catch just about everything. I don't know if you guys caught this. But apparently a CNN reporter was cut in a live feed when she starts talking about Hillary Clinton's past. Apparently she wasn't, she was too new to the job or something. I don't know. Yeah, no kidding, right?
She didn't get the memo.
No. And this isn't new for the mainstream media, but a reporter for CNN had been covering the political beats. When she started to talk about how Hillary Clinton's past and how her decisions had detrimental effects on the African-American community, the screen suddenly went black. The CNN anchors quickly passing on to summarizing the reporter's segment while neglecting to mention Hillary's problem. Would you expect anything different, though? I mean, seriously. They're not going to tell the truth no matter what. Let's see if I get some...
largely Hillary Clinton's comments here today, John, were based around the recent violence that we have seen, the police-involved shootings of black men in Minnesota, in Louisiana, and then the killing of white police officers by a black gunman in Dallas. That was really what she based her comments on around today. And remember, Hillary Clinton has some vulnerabilities herself, even as she calls for criminal justice reform because of her support in the 1990s for anti-crime legislation that ultimately helped contribute to this era of mass incarceration that she now speaks out again.
Oh, we seem to have lost the feed there. That's what he's going to say next. Look at the road she was going on. She's simply stating fact.
We just lost Breonna Keeler, who was in Springfield, Illinois, where Hillary.
How'd that happen? I wonder. Now they're gonna clean it up here.
Clinton just spoke. You heard Hillary Clinton was talking about race relations, also talking about Donald Trump. Two things she will continue to talk about, I think, for the remainder of this election, just as he talks about her for the remainder of.
Well, that makes it okay then, now, doesn't it? The reporter's name is, I think I say this one already, but no, it doesn't say. I ain't gotten that far. It just says a CNN reporter. She's not worth the, I guess she's not worth having a name or something. No, not there. Anyway, this is hilarious. Isn't this perfect for them, though? Because God forbid, if they would just report the truth.
For the remainder of this election.
Shut up. And they would let us let us figure out the human, you know, the humans in the room. We have brains; they work. You know, it's just amazing. And this clip, somebody sent me a link to all those kind of clips where CNN, where somebody will speak against the norm or what CNN wants as the story. And black cop. There was a black cop that actually, who retired, claims that black people are prone to violence. This is not me. This is the black cop saying it. What do? Because they're such freedom of speech lovers. They cut off his feed again. So I guess when it's unpleasant for CNN, the mode or the first item in the book, you know, the first checklist is cut feed. That must be it. Look, we had, what's her name? Kira Davis on the show a couple weeks back. And one of the things she said that she was awful sad about was the fact that we can't seem to talk about anything. We can't seem to have open, honest, frank conversations. Well, this is exactly why. This is what happens. Right? You get called out, you get whatever. And this is what happens. So I don't blame them. I don't blame them for getting upset. I don't blame them. You know, blame the conservatives for throwing their hands in the air at times. But we need to fight back. If we would support the conservative causes, shows like mine, shows like Gary's that he was talking about earlier, that means just maybe watching them, tweeting them out, helping them push their websites out there. That's how they make money to stay on the air. It ain't that hard. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And you know what? Send me your email address, or hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can give me your email address. There's a little white box in the top right-hand corner. Don't get crazy. It's a white box. It has no meaning to it. Give me your email address. And every week I send out an email. I'll let you know what's going on. I let you know the stories that we're posting, what's going up on the website. Check it out. Buy things from there. It helps me as well. When you get my email every week, you can check out what's on there as well. And if nothing else, send them an email. Tell them how much you appreciate them, their sponsorship, or them supporting the show. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening on GCN Live. Tell your friends, loved ones, unloved ones, family members, strangers about the show and how to find it. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.